Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our city council meeting tonight, the first one of our new city council. I ask everyone in the chambers to rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move the flag since last time.
You noticed.
And he had 50 stars on it too.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Woods?
Here.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Here.
Councilmember Sears?
Here.
We will move straight to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the city council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the city council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the city council to the chief administrative officer or city clerk if action is needed. I have three emails submitted to my office that I would like to read into the record. The first email is from Michael Carmody. I apologize, I did not write that. I have his address on my computer. He's on behalf of Safer Streets for Kirkwood. East-West Gateway July 13 Project Review Workshop. Registration deadline is July 8th, 2020 at 12 p.m. We urge each city council member to listen into this important demonstration and educate yourselves with the process. To get a comprehensive understanding of the scoring system used by EWG to award said grants to eligible recipients. We again ask that the city council members vote to submit a TAP application for the sidewalk portion of the Manchester Phase 2 project. In our opinion, it is the council's fiduciary responsibility to the citizens who elected you. East-West Gateway TAP application process provides time to submit an address now. The submission date for review is July 8th. Drafting an application to review the scoring is a wise step to take. If it meets the published scoring points provided at a high level, it should be submitted. When compared to East-West Gateway 80-20 and LoDOT 50-50 grant applications, the council is missing the opportunity to realize savings. Based on a council member statement, Phase 2 sidewalks cost to be $800,000. Kirkwood's / MoDOT share is over $400,000, while a TAP-funded venue would potentially save citizens $240,000 based on an 80-20 split. Please exercise your fiduciary duty to provide the best fiscal oversight. Big Bend's high speed to create an accessibility and isolates people from our community. Lower the speed limit to 25 miles per hour and bring down this neighborhood's speed barrier. The Kirkwood ADA report shows challenges that limit walking to school. Speed is a factor. Kirkwood's ADA school principal survey asked to identify streets or intersections that students do not cross on foot to and from school due to the perceived danger of using the sidewalks. Big Bend and Geyer, Big Bend and Couch, Big Bend and South Glenwood, Big Bend and Marshall Road, Big Bend and Milwaukee. Vehicle speed is one of or the highest deterrents to walking to and from school on Big Bend. Please draw a resolution and send it to the St. Louis County to reduce the speed limit to 25 miles per hour. The next one I have is from Kristen Painter, 1425 Forest Avenue. As a cyclist that must use Big Bend from Forest Avenue, there's no way to cross north without riding at least partially on Big Bend. Big Bend has neither shoulder nor bike lane, and unfortunately the current speed limit makes it risky to ride on the road. However, riding on the sidewalk creates tight situations with pedestrians. A healthier Kirkwood that feels safe to cycle and walk will need a safer place to do so. Please reduce speed limit on Big Bend. The next one is from Parker Pence, 3 Windsor Lane. Hello and welcome to the new council members. I would like to quickly restate my support for converting the intersection of Clay and Madison from the current two-way stop to a four-way stop. Given the nature of the Clay Bridge, it is very difficult to see oncoming traffic, and I've had several close calls on foot while cycling. The situation is especially dangerous given that the intersection is home to McEntee Park, a popular hangout for young children. A four-way stop trial period at the intersection would be greatly appreciated. That's all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you. All right, we move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Consent agenda passes. There is no unfinished business, so we'll move on to new business, Bill 10833.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $14,940 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to the Machinery and Equipment account for the purchase of 60 signal sidearm units from Axon Enterprises Incorporated for the Police Department.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The bill passes first reading. Bill 10834.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $272,770 from the Medical Fund to the Medical Premiums account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Bill passes first reading. Bill 10835.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $21,681 from the Workers' Compensation Fund to other professional services account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The bill passes first reading. Bill 10836.
Mayor Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $11,089 from the Workers' Compensation Fund to the Workers' Compensation Premiums account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
I'll move.
Have a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The bill passes first reading. Bill 10837.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $133,095 from the Medical Fund to the Claims Expense Account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Bill passes first reading. Bill 10838.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance reappropriating $496,229 to the Distribution System Improvements Account, project number EL1803, from fiscal year 2019-20 to fiscal year 2020-21, for the final payments to Gerstner and CMT for the work performed for the signal modernization on Kirkwood Road.
Is there a motion for approval?
No.
A second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Bill passes first reading. Bill 10839.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $548,221 from the Sanitation Fund balance to the Machinery and Equipment account, project number SA2002, for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. The bill passes first reading. Resolution 75-2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a supplemental agreement number one to engineering services contract with EFK Mullen LLC, and increasing the contract amount by $11,052.09 for not to exceed amount of $156,417.20.
Is there a motion for approval?
Is
there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I have one question for Mr. Hawes. Russ, is my understanding that approval of this $11,000 increase on this does not preclude the city from exploring our requesting increased grants for our work on that particular area?
That's correct.
All right, any other questions or comments?
And I wanted to know if, when I saw this, that it's only going to Foreman and not all the way to Dyer, and I talked to Councilmember Ward about parking, about bringing some kind of design so that bikers and walkers know that they can go through the neighborhood.
Your question, to extend sidewalk all the way to Guyer?
I asked that, but Councilmember Ward explained to me that we can't because of parking for businesses.
Correct.
So I wanted to know about directing bike and walking traffic down Norman and Kirkshire to get to Guyer, so we've got a safe path.
Correct. That is not included in this, okay? We had discussed that in work session earlier about when we talked about our grant applications. I think that was the last work session we had, and we looked at that, and that was not supported to go through full or grant application on that. But if the city wants to pursue that, we can pursue that at our own cost and look, work that into the budget for our fiscal 22 budget if we want to do that.
So it would not be done at the same time as Guyer as Manchester Road?
No, it would not. Because we don't have funding in this year's budget to be able to do that work. But we could do that in coming years if the council so directs it to happen.
What would Bill, and you mentioned the cost of that, is that it was a reason to suggest not doing a grant because the cost would be put into our capital budget?
It could be put into our capital budget. I think off the top of my head, it was a project that was probably under $200,000.
$180,000.
It was under $200,000, so that's something that we could, if that we wanted to fit it into our capital budget, we could.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
We're talking about painting some lines that would go from Norman to Kirkshire.
The proposal was to install a 5-foot-wide sidewalk down Norman to Kirkshire, Kirkshire to Guyer.
Oh, okay. What if we just wanted to make something in the street to designate a walking and biking path?
It would be better, we could do that for our biking path, mm-hmm. but we'd have to look at the pavement width and things of that nature for pedestrian safety. Mm-hmm. Having a striped line there for just safe pedestrians, and we're reducing the width of the street also. And we have to look at the on-street parking also. We would have to eliminate on-street parking also.
I don't know, it just seems to me like if we're worried about safety and we're not directing anybody from Norman east, that's not a safe situation either, right? The sidewalk just ends?
The sidewalk, yeah, there are in that subdivision, there are no sidewalks in that entire subdivision off of Ormond or
I mean, the sidewalk on Manchester just stops at Ormond, it doesn't go over.
No, it continues on. It continues on to Guyer Road. Okay. The sidewalk at Ormond continues on Manchester Road, continues all the way over to Guyer Road.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments from council? All right, seeing none, now roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 77, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of Block Mueller Group at the rates provided in the rate sheet, a copy of which is attached hereto, incorporated by reference herein. Amount not to exceed budgeted funds for traffic signal engineering services and maintenance for an initial term of 12 months with the option to renew for up to 4 additional 12-month terms, pending budgetary approval and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Yeah, Laurie?
Who said it?
Mark and
Okay.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 78, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the bid of Compass Materials America, Incorporated, at the unit in the unit cost of $59.35 per ton, $59.35 per ton for bulk rock salt for an initial term of 12 months with the option to renew for up to 4 additional 12-month terms, pending budgetary approval and authorizing directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 79, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of Oates Associates in the amount not to exceed of $58,000, which includes contingency of $6,560 for 2020 infrastructure construction engineering services, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
For a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, now roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 80, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of CDG Engineering and the rates provided in the rate sheet, copy attached hereto and incorporated by reference herein. Amount not to exceed budgeted funds for substation protection engineering services for an initial term of 12 months with an option to renew for up to 4 additional 12-month terms, pending budgetary approval and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
Approved.
You got it, Lori?
Yep.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 81, 2020.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of Brown and Caldwell in the amount not to exceed $41,013 for risk and resilience assessment services, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So approved.
For a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Resolution passes. No consent agenda items. Go on to City Council report, and for the final time, the official time, we're going to welcome Councilmember Gibbons and Councilmember Sears to this august body. But now you're one of us, so no, yeah, no more is welcome and all that stuff. So. One comment I have, actually, we've got with the latest county executive order requiring masks. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask City Attorney Hessel to make a few comments on that requirement and how we handle it in Kirkwood, et cetera. So we'll wait to get to that point. Any other City Council reports, questions? All right. Move on to Chief Administrative Officer report.
Mayor and Council, the city has received an application for a temporary outdoor promotional variance from Burns Boot Camp, Kirkwood, to hold outdoor exercise classes at Concordia Lutheran Church, 505 South Kirkwood Road, on July 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. This application would need City Council approval by a voice vote, and I will add that we received confirmation from the church that they support this activity on their property.
Mm-hmm. Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Have any questions or comments?
I just have to make one comment. This is I'm a member of Concordia Lutheran Church, so I'll get a spiritual workout inside and a physical workout outside.
But you have to go to do that.
That's right.
You have to do that. Just for a second.
That's That's right.
I guess the question is, which one of those do you excel at?
Try for both.
Virtual can work for services.
That's right.
Any other questions or comments, Councilmember Sue?
Just that I would have concern that they do adhere to the times, and they also said that they would not be playing music loudly, so that they adhere to that as well. Their house is right across the street.
All right, anything else? All right, then all in favor of the motion to approve, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Anything else, Russ?
That's all I have.
City Attorney.
Mayor, the question that you raised, or the comment that you made about the enforcement of County Executive Page's order requiring everyone to wear masks while in public is a great question. I'm sure that the council staff, including myself, Chief Murphy, we're all getting questions about what is the city of Kirkwood going to do to enforce this ordinance. So we need to step back and remember that the Kirkwood Police Department enforces Kirkwood ordinances and state law. Similarly, the county police enforces county ordinances and state law. This is an order which the county executive is permitted to do under the county charter to issue an order because of public health safety. He's perfectly within his authority to do that. Many, I think, would applaud him for doing so, like Mayor Crewson did. However, everybody needs to understand and appreciate that the Kirkwood Police Department cannot enforce this order that's been issued by the county executive. In fact, the St. Louis County Police Department really does not have the authority to enforce this order that's issued by the county executive. So people are not going to get summonses. They're not going to be arrested. You can file complaints with the county counselor's office because that is the entity that's responsible for enforcing the county executive's order. The Kirkwood Police Department will certainly, when they receive a complaint, go and speak to people, try to educate them, make them aware of the reasons why the order has been issued, and try to convince them to be in compliance with that order. And I'm sure, and it's my understanding, the St. Louis County Police Department is following a similar tactic. But again, the enforcement, and I know people may get frustrated by this, doesn't rise to the same level as enforcement of an ordinance or a law. So I just implore upon everyone to keep safe distances. If they encounter a situation where they feel unsafe, do their best to stay away from that kind of a situation. And they can certainly notify the police department. The police will do their best to, again, to inform the people who are not in compliance to try to take appropriate action. And it's my understanding that they can then contact the county counselor's office to try to solicit some kind of enforcement mechanism through the county counselor's office. I know that's not going to satisfy people, so let's just try to be calm about it, handle it rationally, and try not to get frustrated with the police. They're doing the best they can under these circumstances, and I can't emphasize that they do not have the authority to put somebody in jail or arrest them or give them a summons based upon the issuance of the county executive's order.
Thank you, John. I asked John to say something because I don't know about others. I get a fair number of regularly of emails or calls about, you know, pass a mask ordinance or enforce this or that, and we'd like to encourage people to follow all the orders, whether it's masks, social distancing, etc. But I just wanted to publicly state that we do not have the authority, you know, to enforce it. So again, I think John's right. It is frustrating for people, but we just need to encourage people to do it and hope that they do. So thank you for that, John. Councilmember Ward.
I'm sorry, you know, I forgot to mention the passing of Charles Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mountain of a man, big easy smile. He spent his entire adult life working for the city of Kirkwood. And so I think it's important to note we lost a member of the city family and also a true member of the city.
Totally agree. It's just a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good guy.
Yeah. Thanks for...
Yeah, thanks.
Anything else? All right, city clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm going to read the certified election results of the June 2nd, 2020 general municipal election. For seat of mayor, Timothy E. Griffin, votes cast, 6,608. For seat of council member, Liz Gibbons, votes cast, 4,733. Maggie Dewey, votes cast, 4,232. Bob Sears, votes cast, 3,458. Ellen Z. Edmond, votes cast, 3,257. Sandy Washington, votes cast, 2,114. And Joe Fuchs, votes cast, 1,582. I also want to report that City Hall will be closed tomorrow in observance of the 4th of July holiday. Everyone have a good holiday.
Thank you very much. And again, unfortunately, we won't have our fireworks like most places this year, but we'll have them back. We'll have them back. All right, with that, the next meeting of the City Council is at 7 p.m. on July 16th. This meeting is...